We see Sweeney take one out the sideline, and nobody there, as you've seen. Up the middle. Ugly scores a touchdown. They stop the middle. Sweeney intelligently takes it to the outside, and a whole lot of running room for him.
Ugly now has 112 yards rushing, 46 of those coming from Nick Sweeney. They work now from Memphis' right hash at the 14-yard line. First and 10, T formation, Sweeney under center. Three men in the backfield. Sweeney, same play, rolls to his right around the end. He gets forward for about 6 yards out to the Memphis 9-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play brings up 2nd and 4 for the Bearcats.
Jacob Stoops, the junior, sophomore defensive lineman, brought him down.
Like we said in pregame here, Memphis has very few seniors. They only have 5 on the squad, 13 of those juniors or sophomores. 2nd and a long 4 for Ubley. Same formation, swing under center, working off the right hash at the Memphis 9-yard line. Hand off to number 5, Kaboski. He breaks free of the first tackler. And then finally, 3 gold helmets bring him down right at the 5-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 5. 4 of the Bearcats brings up a 3rd and very short, about 3rd and a yard.
First one there, number 45, David Gadke, the linebacker.
Are there just two big of gaping holes there for Memphis to shut these probably running backs down? Or
probably hasn't been able to say this much yet this season, but their offensive line is even or maybe even bigger than their defensive line. Just looking from our angle, they're actually getting the push, getting that 4 or 5 yards and letting guys like Kaboski run people over.
And it's a handoff to Kaboski this time. He pushes forward for about 4 yards, gets the first down. Just shy of the touchdown. Gain of 4 for Kaboski. Now it's 1st and goal from about the 1-yard line.
David Gadke makes the tackle there just short of the line. A few people signaling touchdown. That's how close it was.
There's about 2 feet and 3 inches separating the Memphis defense from letting up another touchdown here. That's right, 2 feet, 3 inches. 1st and goal for the Bearcats. On the far left side of your radio, trying to score. Sweeney under center, hand off to Kaboski. And he is in for the touchdown, just like that. A 1-yard gain for Kaboski gets him into the end zone. Touchdown, Ubley. We've seen 4 scores in the first quarter here. It's now Ubley 12, Memphis 14 with 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Ubley's going to try and go here to tie it up with a 2-point conversion. I don't think we've seen him not go for 2 points all season long here.
Correct. Look for them to do something a little different here. They just went Kaboski three times in a row after 2 Sweeneys. Look for number 20, David Rakowski, to get a carry here to try and change things up on Memphis.
Sweeney under center, T formation. It's a quarterback keeper rolling to his right, going to the pass, and he's wide open. Standing up is number 30, Curtis Booms, the senior, and standing up for the 2-point conversion. It's touchdown. 2 points is good, and now we are all tied up at 14 apiece. You're tuned to WLEW with 30 seconds left in the first quarter. It's Ubley 14, Memphis 14. Keep it locked up.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Tune to WLAW. It's now tied up all at 14 apiece. We've had 4 drives and 4 touchdowns, 2 from each squad. Memphis scored first, Ubley scored returned, then Memphis, now Ubley. 2-point conversion was good after a Kaboski 1-yard dash into the end zone. Makes it 14-14. The boot is up from Sweeney, rolled right to left across the radio. caught at the 25-yard line of Memphis. Tackled right down at the 35-yard line. Is that number 12 there, Brian Bland, who did the damage there, Dave?
It looks like actually Sky Griffin, number 57.
There we go. Impressive tackle. Just a one-man job there. Just brought him, you know what, DIY, do it yourself.
Just speared him. Just laid him right out in half. The senior, 5'11", 180 pounds.
Right at the 35-yard line, 65 yards for a score here for Memphis is what lies in front of him in a beautiful green grass. It's amazing what rain will do, don't you say, Dave?
Oh, wow. Even the golf course has been great, Clark.
26 seconds before the quarter ends here. Tied at 14 apiece. Memphis with the ball. Spread formation. Cross your radio. And it's a handoff to Bowles. He rolls to his left side. Drags about two defenders with him. Gains about five. He's out to the 40-yard line. Bowles with a five-yard gain. And a second and five in front of him.
Nick Booms and Curtis Booms together make the tackle.
Double trouble there with the Booms boys. Second and five from the Memphis 45. And 1 second remains in the quarter, and that is going to wrap up the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW. After one, we're right back where we started from. Tied up at 14 apiece. You're tuned to WLEW. It's the game of the week on WLEW Sports. We'll be back after this.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school, and time for a new phone with the tremendous back to school savings at Thumb Cellular.
Yee-haw!
That's right, it's back to school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adore and an LG Samba or LG Prestige free on only a 1-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone? Get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a 1-year agreement and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20. Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
What you missed on the intermission there was a pass complete to number 45, David Gatchy, for Memphis. Pushes forward for about, oh, I'd say 11 yards, getting up for a first down, and into Ubley territory. They're now at the Ubley 46-yard line. Brings up first and 10 for the Yellow Jackets. Spread formation across the field. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, and Hayes at the end position, looking to go in motion. The quarterback kicks it out to Bowles on the pitch, and he pushes forward for about 7 yards, gets out to about the 39-yard line, where Bowles is brought down by a slew of Bearcats, coming up about a gain of 7, second and 3 coming up.
Nifty, there's that option play again. Very, very quick and deliberate there as he pitches it straight across to his running back. Kirk Kabatsky, not fooled there, brought him down one-on-one.
That last play, only that last drive, I should say, probably only took him 6 plays to score a touchdown and took 2 minutes and 56 seconds to tie it back up at 14 apiece. Memphis with the ball now at Ubley's 39-yard line, facing a 2nd and 3. Same formation, spread offense for Memphis. Hagman in the shotgun. Man in motion, that's Hayes. Hagman rolls to his right, looking for the pitch. He keeps it for himself. And Ubley catches him in the backfield, tries to break free, but there's a lot of black jerseys laying around him. And that's going to be a loss of 3 yards for Hagman and the Yellow Jackets. Pushes him back for about a 3rd and 6.
Ryan Haig hit him first. David Rakowski comes in and cleans him up. Third and about 6 left here on left here for Memphis.
Third and six after a loss of three there for Hagman.